super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Okay, we are here at the Grindhouse, and this is actually our first interview of the new season. And, you know, we like to do a little different stuff here. So we have a WSU superstar here, the boy diva, Rick Cataldo. Welcome to the show, Rick.
Hi, Grindhouse. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, cool. I mean, you know, we had the girls on before, and we figured, you know, you're actually an anomaly because you're the only male in a female wrestling organization.
Well, some people say, you know, the only male, the only female male. I'd say I'm the only diva there. That's how I like to put it, you know?
Yeah, true. I mean, you know, they've had, like, you know, wrestlers like Adrian Adonis, Gorgeous George, you know, the Billy and Chuck thing, but you're actually the real deal. You know, that's the way you are.
Thanks.
Which, you know, makes the whole thing a little, you know, more believable and more, you know, realistic. Plus, actually, you've been in there. Actually, how do you get into the business? You know, we as well ask that question, you know.
Well, I followed wrestling like my whole life, like since I was since I was 4 or 5, like as early as I could remember. And I knew from like the get go, it was like the only thing I wanted to do in my life. Like, I didn't care about school, I didn't care about getting a job. I didn't care about anyone else except, like, me and wrestling, you know? So, I mean, I was still very young. I actually got left back in 8th grade. I'm kind of embarrassed to say that. But I got left back in 8th grade, and as my class was getting ready to graduate, you know, I was stuck with kids, you know, a year or two younger than me. And I knew in my head, I'm like, listen, I don't care about school. I just want to wrestle. So finally, I found a school in West Paterson, New Jersey, IWS, and they flaunted their idea to, you know, train kids, have a summer camp for kids, you know, between the ages of, like, 12 and 16, I believe. And at the time, I was 14, and I asked my mom, and she signed me up to West Paterson, New Jersey, and IWS, and that's how I got my feet wet in wrestling.
That's Kevin Knight school, right?
Kevin Knight, yeah.
And then did you... After you got out of there, did you try any different schools, or you just went right into the business and tried to do something?
Well, I mean, I hung around there for about 2 years, from when I was 14 to when I was 16. And at that time, I started doing a couple independent shows. And by the time I was 17, I found Johnny Rod's school in Brooklyn, New York, which is my hometown, close to me. And now I'm there, so that's where that goes.
Yeah, how did you get into WSU?
Well, I was very close with Alicia, who was like the original WSU star. You know, they basically built that promotion to be her playground. She was the champion then. And, you know, she actually helped me a lot when I was in IWF, because she was an IWF alumni. And, you know, she saw me, we became friends. You know, she helped me out a lot about psychology, you know, the lead of the business, independence. And, you know, obviously I'm not like a wrestler. I don't lift weights and I don't train 24/7 to be a world champion, you know. I'm more of a personality. Like, I always want to be in wrestling, not to be a wrestler. I just want to be in there, you know, whether it's a commentator, a manager, you know. I look up to the girls. So, like, it's really hard for me to, like, you know, when guys say, oh, you know, who's your favorite wrestler? They're surprised when I say, like, oh, I don't even like, my favorite wrestler's not even a wrestler. It's like, you know, Terry Ronald, that's what I'm a real mark for. You know, I mark out for the girls, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, when she befriended me, she found that out. And, you know, when WSU started, she said, oh, this is perfect for you. She got in touch with the Mick, and ever since then, I've been part of WSU. And that's, like, about, like, almost 4 years now. It's a long time. I feel old.
Yeah, because you came in with, you had a manager then. Because I think you came in when Mick got me to work security. You were with Vinny the Guido, I think.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, then he got...
Little did I know the drama that revolved around that.
Yeah, I missed that.
Not just because we're guys being at WSU, but he caused quite some controversy.
Yeah, Danny beat the shit out of him. I saw the DVD.
I was damn first. I said, let me get out of the ring before this breaks down.
Yeah, I missed that show. That was pretty fucked up. So I was at the show when that whole thing went down with the Killer Divas and Amy and Luna. That was pretty nuts.
That was my first official WSU debut. The main event was Luna and Amy versus the Diva Killers, and the opening match was me versus Alicia. And actually, it was her very first title defense. So, I mean, WSU prides itself on defending the title against Mickie James and girls like Chrissy Hemme and Awesome Khan. But, you know, I was the first person to actually challenge for the WSU World title back in the day. So, you know, that just goes to show you how much of an original WSU star I am.
Yeah, you were there. You were there from the get-go. I remember it was you, it was the Soul Sisters, Jean and Latasha, a couple other people. That ain't, Alexa Thatcher, but she quit. I'm trying to think who else was up there. Then, actually, after you got rid of Vinny, you started your own little faction. That, well, I don't know. I thought you started tagging with Roxy then, right?
Yeah. Well, what happened was, you know, I came in. I tried to the way I got into the issue was Vinny was my lawyer. And, you know, we felt it sexist that they didn't allow male wrestlers to be, which is understandable, of course. But, you know, me, like I said before, I'm not a male. I find, like, I'm the diva, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's how we got in. But he caused too much controversy. Obviously, he was a bad person to be around. So when Danny beat the shit out of him and got rid of him, I was kind of left alone. And I found similar attributes in Roxy Khan. Me and her had yet to win a match, and so we decided to watch each other's back, and we formed the Beatdown Buddies.
Yeah, and then you brought in Annie Social, too.
Well, Roxy brought in Annie Social. That was not me. And after Annie got involved, we had it all went downhill from there. I don't ever think we were on top of the hill to start with, but, you know.
Didn't you actually, I'm trying to remember, so much stuff goes on at those shows. You guys actually won the belts at one point, didn't you?
Yes. We did the Freebird Rule. It's
right.
Well, Annie and Roxy were the original tag team champions, just them two. But when they lost it, they invoked their rematch clause under the Freebird rule. So I'm actually the one who pinned. I'll give credit where credit's due. Me and Annie both simultaneously pinned Amy Lee, who was a tag champion at the time. And, you know, under the Freebird rule, all three of us then went to hold the belt.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to think, who'd you lose them to?
Well, technically, I didn't lose the belts because Roxy and Annie lost the belts to Brooke Carter and Miss April.
Oh, yeah, right.
I was not involved. So technically, I never lost the belt. Technically, I'm still champion. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I never lost my belt.
Somebody turned on somebody, I guess. I don't know.
I admit it.
It
was me. I was set up with them.
Okay, you turned on Roxy.
I was totally set up with them, yeah. I mean, here they were. I thought we're all in this together. You know, Roxy was my shopping partner. She became a really good friend of mine that year, you know. 2008, and her and Annie just did stuff behind my back, and I wasn't cool with it. They lost my belts. I wasn't cool with it, so, you know, we actually had a rematch on the second anniversary on, it was me and Roxy against April and Brooke, and Roxy lost, and that's when I kind of snapped, so I put it all on me. I snapped. I turned on them. At the end of the day, I think it was a good choice for me.
Yeah, then it was a loser leave town match. You got rid of Roxy, then Annie basically followed her out.
Eventually, it went to that. Yeah, I mean, I actually wanted to keep the Beatdown Betty names for me and Hanson at the time. They won the rights to that. Good for them. But then we took it a step further. Loser leaves WSU altogether, and obviously, I'm here talking about WSU. So
yeah, that whole Hanson thing. That was pretty crazy too.
That's another person I was involved with. I get involved with a lot of strange people who don't, you know, kind of slander my name.
Yeah, but you got to admit that was a first. I mean, that whole, the wedding and then, I'm trying to think how that went down because I was there for the wedding.
Well, I never got to have a wedding, which I was really upset because, you know, I was really excited to wear a wedding dress and we never got that far.
Yeah, that was at the, Elks Lodge, wasn't it?
At the Elks Lodge, we did the wedding shower with Missy Hyatt. That was fun.
Right, yeah.
But then, unfortunately, later that night, he lost, and he got out of WSU, so I was kind of stuck yet again in limbo. So.
Yeah, I don't even know where he is today. I haven't seen him at any places. Hanson.
We broke up ever since, I can't tell you.
Yeah. No,
I already got arrested a couple times, but little do I know, you know?
Yeah, shit happens.
That's
especially
why.
When you mix in the old alcohol factor, it definitely
happens. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry I'm talking real fast. I'm so excited.
Yeah, no sweat. I'm just sitting here. I'm about to light a joint as we speak, you know, so that's part of the
Oh, thing. My goodness.
I get to do that shit, you know.
I gotta give a shout out to my girl, Leah, because I'm not going to lie. I was just drinking a little before this video started.
Who do you want to give a shout to?
Layla, my assistant.
Layla.
Laylushi. Me and her were having sangrias, you know, just enjoying a nice weekend night, summer.
Yeah, it is pretty nice today. For those of you who don't know, like, I guess you're in Brooklyn and I'm in Jersey, and they don't know how horribly fucking nastily hot it's been lately, you know?
Well, how is it in Kansas with Todd? I would like to know that.
They're having storms now.
Is Todd not here? He doesn't know.
I don't know. He wanders away now and then. I don't know what it is.
He's like, I'm the producer.
I can just, like, turn the fucking thing on and leave him alone for a while. Leave him to their own devices, which, you know, could be a bad thing at best, but I digress. So now, to bring, you know, up the snuff with that whole thing, you basically have formed another faction where you seem to be functioning in a managerial capacity.
Yeah, as of this past year, like I said, you know, I had Vinny as a manager. I was hooking up with Hanson. Me, Annie, and Roxy tried our best to become stable, but, you know, we had cracks in the holes. I took a step back, and I was like, okay, let me work as a solo wrestler. Let me try to do things my own. Because, you know, once you want something done right, you got to do yourself, as they say. But then I said, WSU, being the sexiest promotion that they have, the best women's promotion, the best indie promotion today, they're still kind of sexist against me. So I said, instead of trying to compete for the belts by myself, let me, you know, be a little smarter and, you know, acquire a manager's license. So I did that. And I have to say, I think I'm the most successful person this past year because I have 3 of 4 belts there in WSU. Not around my waist, but, you know, around my
client's waist. In your stable.
Exactly.
And, you know, you really have, like, you know, 3 of the top, you know, you have two up-and-coming stars who have basically carved a niche in WSU, and you also have, you know, the veteran in Cindy Rogers, the technician. And then you have Brooke Carter, who's, you know, she was like a rookie last year, and you have Jana, who, you know, has progressed,
it's
you know,
deadly.
So far up.
Homegirl is deadly, let me just tell you that much. Yeah.
You know, she went from that cute little dancing routine to a killer, you know, it was great, you know.
Much better. Well, the thing was, with Brittany, you know, she came in with Brooke Carter, and, you know, I'm not going to trash anyone, but I didn't like Brooke Carter. Brooke Carter was a pussy. Brooke Carter kissed everyone's ass. Brooke Carter was just, like, not getting shit done. I'm sorry I'm cursing, but, you know, you said it's a grindhouse, and it can go right. But at the same time, there was a lot of interest in Brooke Carter. There was a lot of, you know, commodity around her. And I said, okay, you know, this girl... Again, not slandering anyone. She's whoring herself out, but she's whoring herself out to the wrong people, you know? Granted, she was a tag champion before she hooked up with me, but at the same time, she was just... I saw there were so many rookie mistakes. She had a lot to learn, so I took her under my wing. And taking her under wing, I said, you know, hi, how are you? When I first, you know, convinced her to join up with me, I was like, you know, Brooke, tell me who you really are. And she's like, oh, I'm Brooke Carter, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, who are you really? And that's what she said to me. She was like, I'm Brittany, bitch. And I said, whoa, here's the girl that needs to come out. Here's the bitch that needs to be in the ring, you know what I mean? And once she hooked up with me, you know, Brittany came out, and now she's a spirit champion twice. And now she's even stepped her game up, and she, not for nothing, is probably the most talked about woman who's not in WWE or TNA. I mean, she's a PWI rookie, runner-up of Rookie of the Year, and that goes for males and females, so... I think I'm going to tap myself on the shoulder yet again because I think I had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, and you figure, like, you know, everybody remembers, you know, the heel. That's the whole thing. I mean, even like, you know, in what I do, you know, you don't remember the good guy. You only remember the bad guy because the bad guy is that fucked up. And that's where it stands out with a lot of things where, you know, like you said, she was that, you know, little blonde goody two shoes. And now she's like killer bitch from hell.
She's that top bitch, and, you know, she's one of the best. I have to give it up to her.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, she was basically crazy enough to tie Mercedes Martinez to the bumper of her car and try to drag her down the street.
I mean, there's a lot more to be seen of her, trust me. I think eventually she can even go for that world title, that spirit title, you know, been there, done that. Let's take it to the next step. And I was just going to say, you know, I get her to the point where I built her self-ego up so much that losing is not an option sometimes. you know, I tell her, I'm like, Brittany, you're the best. Brittany, you can't lose. And she believes it. I make her believe a little more than she should. But you know what? She goes and gets the job done.
It's true. That last show, was that, I'm trying to remember now because that was basically, oh yeah, that was the whole thing with Becky Bayless, which was pretty crazy, using the whole DWI angle.
Well, you know, you have to look at it. Becky wants to come in and make another big return to WSU and take Brittany's title. Okay, well, me and Brittany slandered her a little bit, poked up fun of her a little bit. That's all little mind games. And now the irony of it, Becky lost with the thing that we started the whole thing of, the beer. I thought that was funny.
And got a concussion, too.
Did she really?
Yeah, I think that's why she couldn't get into the Rumble.
I mean, I was too busy celebrating with Brittany and her win. I didn't worry about Becky.
Yeah, I didn't know where, you know, because they were calling her, Destiny was calling her name, and they just said, okay, she can't continue due to a concussion. So I guess something happened. But see, that's where it is, too, where people say, oh, this is all bullshit, it's all fake. No, it ain't. She got a concussion. How do you fake getting a concussion?
Anyone that watches Amy Lee and thinks it's fake has got to be nuts.
See, he's back now.
You know, I've heard of people getting concussions, and I didn't know how serious it was until I was at a Johnny Roger, which is my home fed where I train. I mean, you know, I've heard people like, oh, I broke my neck, I broke my arm, I got a concussion. I'm like, oh, you know, shit. I mean, knock on wood, I never got anything as bad as getting 5 stitches under my eye. But, I mean, my friend Chris Arizona, he's a wrestler in WW and wrestled some other places. He had a concussion at a recent Johnny Rod show, and he just, I mean, I never saw someone with a concussion before, and I was just, like, so scared because he didn't know who anyone was, where he was. It's really scary. And it makes people really risk their lives to, you know, entertain and to live out their dream. It's a scary thing. We gotta do what we gotta do.
I got one by accident. I don't know where the fuck I was for like 10 minutes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's why I said.
I mean, how does it feel getting cut? I mean, because I get scared looking at people with a concussion. Because ever since that incident, I saw another concussion. Then I walked away. That's how scared I was. I mean, how does it feel getting a concussion?
I saw kinds of sparkly shit.
Oh, no.
I just like, it was like the twinkles. You're like, all of a sudden, your eyes just rolled up. It's hard to describe because you get knocked the fuck out. That's the whole thing. So, yeah, I didn't know where the fuck I was for like 5-10 minutes.
It is the 22nd century. All over the world, men and women still make love as they have done for over a million years.
I love your mind.
Suddenly, from somewhere among the stars, visitors introduce something new.
Jedi Superstar.
Locker Room Girls. We play ball, and that ain't all.
I'm Sandy.
And I love to get sent to the showers.
I'm Laura. For me, scoring is everything.
I'm Julie, and I'll do anything for a jock.
Locker Room Girls. Rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
You're listening to Jackalope Radio. Rock your routine.
Jackalope 105 FM.
So, you know, as other members of your stable, I mean, okay, how about Jana? How did you get her in there?
After Brittany, okay, yes, there's Brittany Savage, and there's also Jana and the technician of, I'm sorry, the definition of technician, Cindy Rogers. They don't need my help knowing how good a wrestler they are, because Jana has been, I mean, when I first broke into the business in IWF and Kevin Knight School, Jana was there, and she actually taught me a lot. She taught me how to be rough when needed to be. And, you know, she taught me this a little bit of that. Cindy, I mean, like you said, she's a veteran. She's been there, done that, and she is just like can work circles around anyone and make anyone look good. So they're great wrestlers. And they already know that. However, in WSU, and again, I've been there for a long time, I saw that both of them weren't really getting anywhere. You know, Jana did the dancing soul sister thing, and it was fun at first, but you know that tag team had problems. Cindy was just, like, in a horrible losing streak for, like, I would say even over a year. And, you know, I saw them, and I was like, you know, maybe with these two. I'm sorry, you asked how I got hooked up with Jana. Jana, actually, when she was feuding with Latasha, her former tag team partner, she did a series of matches teaming up with me and Brittany, so we got along very well. So she kind of befriended us. Cindy, on the other hand, it was at the third anniversary show. I had issued an open challenge, and Alara Little Feather came in, took the challenge, defeated me in under a minute, which I am embarrassed of because, you know, I really wasn't on my game that night. She came out of nowhere. I think she cheated, unless I recall. But anyways, Cindy ran out after my little short of a match and beat up Alara. And then I sat back and I saw, Cindy, Jana, you know, something could work out here. I talked to them, and, you know, next thing you know, they're challenging Angel and Mercedes, the top girls in WSU. You know, people want to brag how they brought WSU to where it is, and they did. Yet, I find it really interesting how the first time Jana and Cindy teamed up together, they defeated them, you know, just like that, and they're the tag team champions.
Taking out basically the world champion and the world tag team champions in one match. Mm-hmm. Pretty impressive. Now, where does everybody stand after the last, the Ultimate Rumble was the last thing, so where are you guys headed at this stage of the game?
Next weekend, August 6th, WSU and NWS join together to bring you a show. It's, oh my gosh, I forgot, somewhere in Jersey.
Middletown, New York? Middletown. Is that the one? Angel against Awesome Kong?
Yes.
That's 6th. Middletown, New York, Saturday, August 6th.
New Jersey, I think, no?
No, I think it's New York. It's right over the border. You on the card? You on the card?
Oh, well, it's all of us, actually. All the Cosmo Club members are doing singles matches, including me. Brittany's going up to defend her title against Brittany Force, who is making her WSU debut. Jana is going up against, I believe, Marty Bell. Yes, and then Cindy is going up against Tina Santonio. I think that's how it's going down. Yeah. One of those tag team members. It's something like that. And then I'm going up against Naya, who was just defeated by Cindy and Jana at the last show. So, I mean, I don't think I have any problems there. Yeah, I mean, you know, all the Cosmo Club members are doing singles matches. I'm pretty, you know, confident we're all going to win. But, like, what is it, Middletown, New York? Are you sure?
Yeah, Middletown, New York. I'm pretty sure it's Middletown, New York.
Well, either way, you can find that at WSUWrestling.com or DIYWrestling.com.
And it's never, like I've been saying, and everybody who's like hooked it up agrees with me, it's never been a bad show, no matter what. I mean, I'm not to knock NWS, but the WSU people outshine them. It's insane.
WSU is, and I believe this, not just because I'm in there, but, you know, trying to sit back and see that as a fan's point of view, as someone who loves wrestling, WSU is the best promotion out there today. It's just always entertaining, hard-fought matches, great people. You know, it's the shit. Mind my French.
Nah, it's like, hey, you know, it's like a throwback to the stuff that, like, you know, I saw, you know, like I said, I'm way the fuck older, but, you know, I saw, you know, when Florida was going on, we used to get that, Georgia, Texas. You know, we got all the territories and stuff. So I saw a lot of these guys before they were, like, you know, the big WWE stars and things.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it was a lot, I thought it was a lot more fun back there. And that's what basically, to me, WSU harkens back to that, where, you know, you have credible storylines, compelling characters. You believe the stuff, and there's, you know, nothing not to believe, because it just plays out so well. You know, yourself included in the mix, because, you know, you guys got that little thing going. It's pretty cool. You know, and then, you know, when, you know, the, and then the other, you know, you got the other faction, you got Rain and her, you know, her little group going on too.
I think that's more of everyone going up. And, I mean, I don't know how Rain's group works. That's not my stable. That's not the Cosmo Club. But, you know, all those girls, Rain, who else is there? Jessica Havoc, yeah, Amber O'Neill, Nikki Rocks. I know personally, knowing these girls backstage, they all want that world title. So I'm not sure how that, you know, unity and teamwork is going to work out.
Yeah,
because
true.
With the Cosmo Club.
You got five strong personalities, you know, all basically looking for the same thing. There's definitely going to be a clash. It just works out that way. Where else do you wrestle besides WSU?
Besides WSU, I'm usually in World of Unpredictable Wrestling, Johnny Rod's Club, you know, National Wrestling Superstars, NWS, and VLL. It's an upcoming lucha promotion in the United States. And other than that, I wrestled here and there, but those are the main things I've been wrestling this past year.
And what do you do for a living outside of wrestling? There is a pertinent question.
I mean, when I'm not wrestling, I'm getting my nails done, going tanning, buying outfits. I mean, wrestling takes up a good part of my life. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, I'm in Gleason's gym around Johnny Rod's Club. That's my home fed, training and, you know, talking to people. Every weekend I'm out wrestling, and if other days of the week I'm with my girlfriend shopping, getting tan, doing my nails. I love doing my nails. I know it's a very gay, faggot thing to say, but I mean, just now I just painted them like not 10 minutes before we got on the phone together. I go through so many colors and so many styles. I'm like addicted to my nails.
Okay, NYWC
is like this past couple months I've been hooking up with them a lot. They're a great federation.
It's Mikey Whipwreck, right?
I'm sorry? Mikey Whipwreck.
Yeah.
They are like the top talent. I mean, WSU, in my heart, I believe is the best promotion. But, I mean, standing back and looking at a guy, someone who wants to be a wrestler, that roster is like legit. They are so passionate. They put on like the best technical matches I've ever seen. And like, again, I'm only 20, but I kind of feel old because I've been doing this shit since I was 14. The best matches. And, you know, that roster is very passionate. And I know like a lot of them, if not all of them, are going to make it somewhere. So big ups to NYWC.
Yes, okay. Here's another question for you. What do you think of TNA?
What do I think of TNA?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I don't really watch it that much. I mean, I'm not going to slander it because I know some people there and they're great people. And, you know, it's always good to have more than one big, quote-unquote, wrestling promotion out there.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of all of us in the business. But, you know, I'm not a big fan.
No,
I'm trying not to sound like a hypocrite. I'll probably watch TNA before I watch WWE.
Oh, yeah, that's a given. I can't
think. I haven't watched WWE since I was, like, 17.
What are you thinking of trying to do this ECW thing again?
The CCW?
No, they're trying to do TNA's trying to do, they're doing an ECW themed pay per view with they brought in Tommy Dreamer and Raven and Richards and Rhino were already there and the Dudleys are already there. It looks like they're bringing in I think Sabu's coming in.
Yeah, I call it wind of that. Cause, you know, I keep up with I don't watch WWE or TNA, but I do keep up with wrestling online. So I know about that. I think it's great. You know, fans love that old time stuff. Actually, I loved ECW back in the day. I was very young watching it back on. Because we got it in New York. I don't know if you guys got it in Jersey, but...
Yeah, we used to get it at MSG, like 1 o'clock in the morning, right?
I was like 7 years old watching it on BCAT, which is Brooklyn's like ghetto cable. Yeah. And I used to watch it all the time. And my mother can even tell you, like, I was so obsessed with it. Like, I used to go to school calling myself Raven McGillicuddy. I would say I'm the son of Raven and Beulah.
That was a great promotion. I went to a couple of them down... I went to the reunion thing too. That hardcore, whatever the hell it was, homecoming. That Shane Douglas did. Yeah, it took a bus ride down. Your place was packed. Everybody was like elbow to elbow. It was a great show, though. But you know what people don't understand is these guys can't perform up to that level anymore. That was 11 years ago. You know, which is sad.
Nothing against the old guys, but I'd rather see new wrestlers, new storylines, something more innovative with the new guys than, watching Raven and Dreamer for the 20th time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Again, I mean, I have to go back saying I grew up obsessed with wrestling, but more obsessed with the managers and the divas and the girls. So, I mean, if I'm going to sit and say I'm going to watch TNA for the ECW aspect of it, I would love to see Francine or Dora Maria Beulah, you know what I mean? Because that's why I was drawn into ECW. That's why I was drawn into wrestling, because of the managers and the girls.
Yeah, they were pretty hot back in the day. Dreamer married Beulah. It might be interesting. I don't know. I just feel big. I saw that Francine, the one she did out in Philly, and it was really pathetic. I mean, it was
wasn't.
Yeah, nobody was into it. It was everybody was working on half speed. But then again, you don't know how beat down these guys are too. So
yeah.
But hey, I'm just glad I caught it back in the day. That was I think it was 94 to about 2000 whatever it peaked. That's when it was really nuts. Great stuff.
Yeah, I love Dawn Marie in it. Actually, I love Dawn Marie as a person because I had a great opportunity to, sit and talk with her a bunch of times. She came to WSU and other shows I saw her. She's an awesome person.
Yeah, what do you think of this slander shit that they're pulling on her now with supposedly she was ripping off the charity?
I think that's bullshit. I mean, I'm not involved with her. I don't know anything about it. But, I mean, that's bullshit. I don't believe it, Hopefully she gets through it and, it becomes successful again. I think what she's doing with Wrestler's Rescue is great, actually.
That's what they're accusing her of ripping off.
I was at the first event back in September 2008. And, she was explaining it to me and I saw everyone. And it was just for a good cause.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
She explained it to me again recently. And, the thing she wants to do for people,
it
is basically for the guys who've been around the business, like the old timers, people we have to pay respect for. But again, at the same time, she actually gave me a card and was like, "Listen, this is kind of like what actors get. They get that bill of I don't know what it's called, but whatever it is.
If you got a SAG card, I think you get some really decent medical insurance with it.
Right, and whatever she's done, Wrestler's Rescue for wrestlers, it's really good to stand back and appreciate it, or not.
Yeah, because some guys are in really bad shape. You know, it's like we were talking the other day, and I said, the problem with young people is everybody thinks they live forever, and I go, look at me, I'm 50 something. I'm just lucky I made it this far,
Right.
Everybody I basically came up with, died from some kind of weird shit, whether it be drug overdoses, getting killed in car accidents, just getting murdered or whatever. So, that was a time period. But, yeah, we all think we're indestructible coming up. And you hit a certain point, and you're like, oh, fuck, this hurts now. So, you have to just watch out,
I want to get old now.
Yeah, I know. It's like I said.
I'm like, let me just pop some pills and call it a day. I don't want to. If that's how it is at 50, I just might as well go at 21,
That's how it is, with me at that stage. I'm 57. That's how it is with me at that stage of the game. And I did some fucking crazy shit when I was a kid, too. Plus, I went through a windshield at 70-something miles an hour. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Girl. 70s were fun. You remember them. You weren't there.
That's what old timers.
Yeah. Great stuff.
But, the 70s rule.
Yeah. How far do you think WSU is going to go as a promotion? I mean, it's just so good, and it's a shame it can only run, at certain points where,
Well, I mean, since I started there and it was their first year there, they've risen up every year. So, I mean, it's so cliche to say the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
I think
every year it gets better.
Going
national,
Mm-hmm.
It's just
people are obviously interested. There's that TV show in Canada run us NSX TV.
Yeah, you know what it is, because it's something a lot of people have never seen. And when they think of women's wrestling, they think of the stupid pillow fights they have in a WWE.
Right.
They don't know what it is like. Come on, we've had stuff that went out in the streets of Booton, for crying out loud. That was great stuff.
If you want to see real action, real women's wrestling, WSU is where it's at. You get technical wrestling, you get all kinds of wrestling, and then, yeah, like you said, you go out on the streets, these girls really fight. These girls, you know, will fight for a title, fight just to win. Yeah, it's no joke in there. It's a lot of fun. It's really entertaining, but at the same time, it's no joke. You know, you can tell everyone's passionate about it, what they do.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
I saw a little bit of watching from backstage with Angel and Mercedes in that Iron Woman match. That was just crazy.
Yeah, and you know, and they say, well, you know, people won't sit through a 60-minute match. I said, no, they didn't sit; they stood through it. It was that good.
People were standing and following them throughout the whole arena. I mean, those girls—they're not just wrestlers; they're fighters.
Yeah, and you know, it's like remember the one where she was going to dive off the balcony?
Oh my gosh! Yeah. I did the sign of the Father, Ghost, and Holy Spirit because that was just too much for me.
Oh yeah, that was nuts too. See, people go, you know, buy the DVD. Don't believe me. Take my word for it. Just buy the DVD.
WSU.com. They have great sales all the time. Let me tell you.
Yeah, buy the Iron Woman DVD. You'll sit there and like, you know, other people have had like 60-minute matches, but you know, you watch them and there's all kinds of rest holds and breaks and shit like this. They went a solid 60-something minutes non-fucking-stop. Okay. I've never seen anything like it, and I was actually there, too, with Rick, you know, in the same building, so.
It was no joke.
Yeah. And you don't see that anywhere. But I can remember back, you know, I don't know, you might have caught some of this, too, you know, back when Flair and Barry Windham used to go 60 minutes, and they've had people, like, standing. But people today don't have that, you know, mentality to watch something that long. They get bored too easily.
Right.
But not at WWSU. There's never a dull moment. Shit.
No, not in WSU.
Yeah. Todd, you there? You hanging out there?
No, I'm still here.
Todd,
I'm rocking.
How's Kansas City, Todd? Oh, my God, Todd's here. Todd, how's the weather there? You didn't answer me before.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Yeah, the weather here is crap always. It's always crap. Every 36 hours, it storms.
You're not enjoying your summer?
No, it's been awful. It's been rain, 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 100% humidity and more rain. It's been this way since February.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome to Kansas City.
I have said in prior shows, why the fuck don't you move?
It's a kid thing. I can't because of my kids.
He has kids.
Oh, okay. Well, there goes that relationship. Thanks, Todd.
See, Todd, we had you all hooked up when you got out here.
See there?
I mean, my goodness. I think this is the only reason why I went on the interview. I want to see what Todd was all about. Thanks, Todd. I can babysit some, you know? I love babysitting guys' kids. That's when, like, they bust a nut in my eye and I watch the kids all the time.
Crazy shit.
It is, you guys.
So, here's a good question. How long do you think Mercedes is going to hold the title? I mean, it's been, like, astronomical.
Until I face her in a legit match.
You think so?
I mean, I'm hoping for it.
I don't know, dude.
I see it this way. The Cosmo Club has 3 of the 4 belts. We have 4 members in the Cosmo Club. Brittany has the spirit title. Cindy and Jenna have the tag belts. You know, I have a lot of belts. I have pink belts. I have diamond studded belts. I have belts that, like, have a marquee going around. You know, I have, like, I Love Dick or Rick Catalo's the best. I have those belts that, like, you know, read words. But I'm not going to lie. I would love to have the WSU World belt. I would be so honored just to face her, number one. And, you know, I know if I was to go against her, I would train like there's no tomorrow. Mercedes has Ward off from Khan. She's going to fight Mickie James. She fought Alicia, who I think is one of, if not the best in WSU has ever had. And she beat all of them. Actually, I'm lying. Her first match was against me in WSU, and she easily defeated me. But again, you know, I was wearing like 2-inch platforms. I was in a nice outfit. I didn't know I was going to wrestle that day. If I know I'm going to wrestle Mercedes Martinez,
it would be I'm just saying
I would love to face her for the belt. That's an accomplishment I want to do. That's something on my to-do list.
Where do you see the company going in a year or two?
Me in a year or two?
It's not
on my top to-do list because, I mean, I still got to blow Joey Janela from NWS. I still got to get extensions put in. But it's on there. It's on my to-do list, the WSU World Championship.
Yeah, it might be the next anniversary show. Who the hell knows, you know? You never know.
I mean, don't take me lightly. I like to fuck around, and I like to wear sexual outfits, and I like to manage my clients, but I also want that belt. Like I said earlier, like I was the first person to challenge the champion for the belt when Alicia was the champion, and I was her first, you know, opponent. So I'm not playing games. I really want that WWE World title. I mean, granted, like I said, I love being a manager. I got in because of the girls in wrestling and managers. But at some point, when you're in wrestling, you really want a belt. It's not a selfish thing. It's, you know, it's the reason why you're an ice skater or a runner. Why do you want to do that? You want to be in the Olympics. You want that medal, right? Why are you doing football? You want that Heisman Trophy. I'm in WSU, and I've been here for a long time. I really want that belt.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world on that.
You better.
Yeah.
Not that I need it, of course. I know what I'm doing. Obviously, this past year, the fans have seen, you know, I'm kind of trippy. I get the job done.
Yeah, yeah, like I say, you never know what happens. It's like Gordon Sully used to say, in any given night, anybody can beat anybody. It's just, you know, whatever happens, happens. Well, Mercedes has been on here twice, and I'm sure she listens, so I'm sure she'll hear it.
Mercedes, I give all the respect to you. You're the top woman wrestler today, but you know what? You haven't faced me in a serious match. You haven't faced me for the world title. And, you know, whenever you got the day, because I know, Mercedes. I've been in WWE for 3 years. I've seen her for 3 years. She loves answering challenges. So, you know, after you beat Nikki and Khan, if you do, and, you know, Jazz is also the number one contender, if she does get by them, which is, you know, doubtable, then you know what? I'm kind of here too, you know. Don't think I'm in the background clapping for Brittany and Jen and Cindy, because I have my own thoughts and I have my own goals. Just have that everyone in the back of their minds that I want that WSU World Championship.
So what are you? Okay, so that's your goal right now. What about the rest of your stable? Where do you see them heading?
Well, August 6th, and I just looked it up. You're right. It's in Middletown. We have those matches against Tina San Antonio, Marty Bell, Brittany Force, and I'm going against Nia. And, you know, I'm preparing myself for that. I don't have to prepare myself much. Like, the only thing I'm stressing about is what I'm going to wear. Because Nia has a hot boyfriend.
Joey Janela?
No, that's not Joey Janela. That's an NWS guy that I need to blow. Nia's boyfriend is in, I believe, WXW. And, you know, I see him all the time accompanying her to the shows. And he's pretty hot. So she's pretty ugly. And I know if I wear something good, and we're wrestling, and we're going against each other toe-to-toe, I think her boyfriend's going to see me and know that, you know, Riquetal is a diva. Let me leave Nia and go for Riquetal, though. I mean, I'm hotter than every bitch in the game, you know?
Interesting. And then, okay, you got her. And Tina, San Antonio, and Marty Bell are two up-and-comers now. They're new on the scene. And
I mean, do you think I should wear a cheetah print, or do you think I should wear pink? I don't care about Tina and Marty. I care about, you know, Nia and her boyfriend.
I go with the cheetah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to wear it. So August 6th, guys, come out to see me, Middletown. I'm going to go against Nia, easily defeat her, and look sexy in cheetah print.
Should be. That's next weekend, actually. Actually, that will be...
That's Friday. It's exactly a week from tonight. That's Friday.
Yeah, actually, this will be airing tomorrow, as I'm giving this away, so people don't... Yeah, we just blow
okay,
the whole
so it, it's Saturday me. Right now. In
it's space. Saturday, and it's going to be
it's
next
Saturday.
Friday. August 6th.
August 6th, baby, Middletown.
Is it an outdoor show? Is it the fairgrounds?
Oh, my gosh, don't ask me, because I get driven to these places by my limo drivers and stuff. I don't know where it is. Okay. All I know is I get there. And, you know, now that you think I should wear a cheetah print, I should wear a cheetah print, so.
No, they're new on this scene. They're pretty much up in commerce, it looks like.
Well, I train with them, and let me tell you, they're two dedicated girls. They come from Johnny Rods, where I come from, and, you know, I see them a lot. They are very dedicated. Maybe they should think about what they're wearing and how they act, but, you know, I got to give respect where respect is due. They train their asses off, and, you know, they're very passionate. Not my cup of tea, but still very passionate. They're easily going to be defeated by Jenna and Cindy, respectively, but, you know, very respectful, very passionate.
Yeah. But how about the other team that's in there, the Boston Shore?
I can't. The Boston Shore. They tried to kiss me in the last show. You know, they're on my team. We're doing a cute entrance. I'm like, okay, we're all wearing skirts. Cool, girls. You know, they're kind of pretty. I'm prettier. And then they just leaned in and tried to kiss me. I mean, I think that's why I lost, because I was, you know, hyperventilating. I was almost gagging. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been, like, 2 inches away from Alexis, but it's not a pretty sight. And you can't even be close to Amber because her nose will poke you in the face and, you know, cut your eye out.
Wow.
But they have beautiful skirts. They have nice green skirts. And they have cute asses.
That's what counts.
I feel like I'm listening to Dark Girl's Pleasure Chest all of a sudden.
Oh, they're on after us, so what the fuck, you know? Wrestling and sexual.
No, no, it's not.
First 2 hours, you know? What the hell? What the hell? So I guess we're about done here. Rick, I really want to thank you for coming on and, you know...
Oh, my God, it's been such a pleasure. I feel like I haven't even been talking that long. Sorry to waste your time.
It's good. No, it's good radio. We'll get you back on. You know, ideal scenario is to get you wanting somebody else, and, you know, you guys go back and forth. But, you know, definitely we'll get you back on again, you know?
I'm going to try to get Brittany and the rest of the Cosmic Club, Janet and Cindy. We'll all come on together and talk how great we are.
Of course,
you don't have like 7 hours, but, you know.
I can get all four of you on at once, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what we'll try to do. At least you got the best number tonight.
Yeah, okay, cool. You're going to see him in 7 days anyway. So tell him, you know, how good the show was. We were respectful. We didn't, you know, because we are respectful, you know.
We love the WSU, man.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. We love it.
But anyway, again, Rick, thanks for coming on. And until next week. Yes.
Hey, everyone listening at the Grindhouse, make sure to check out WSU MWS August 6th in Middletown, where I'm easily going to defeat Naya.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show.
So and probably, I'm going to let you know, I'm going to call you personally and tell you if I stole her boyfriend or not. Because I think it's going to happen. I'm not worried about the match. That's easy. But, you know, the boyfriend is a little bit of a challenge.
That's awesome.
Might have to get over the hump, so to speak, you know?
There you go.
I mean, no pun intended with those humps.
Yeah,
sure. This is a live broadcast.
Break kayfabe. Why not, you know?
Kayfabe that. Yeah. Okay, in conclusion, Grindhouse, it's been such a pleasure. I'm so honored. Mercedes Martinez, get your shit done, but I'm coming for you, fucking bitch. Brittany, I love you. Jenna, I love you. Cindy, I love you, but you got nothing on me. And Naya, please hold your boyfriend so tightly because it's going to be the last time. In a week's time, he's going to be in my bed. Okay? Thank you.
Cool. See you at the matches.
Wow.
We at the Grindhouse would like to acknowledge the passing of Jennifer English, a good friend of ours, and friend of director Victor Bonacar, a member of Chainsaw Kiss, who tragically passed away last Sunday. We can only wish her, her friends, and her family the best at this very unfortunate time. And again, we at the Grindhouse, you know, send our condolences and our best wishes at this time. Okay, well, that was different, and a different guest with a different slant on things, Rick Cataldo. Who knows what's going to happen next week, but until then, stay sick.
Second Street Pete's Grindhouse is a production of Jackalope 105 FM.
Do you feel that? Oh, shit. Oh, why? Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up. Come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
2, 3, 4.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up. Come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with
dime. Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I wanna sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Me now, so fuck it. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. Overdo it, don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit.
What you gotta do?
People equal shit.
I'm not afraid of you.
People equal shit.